Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
And news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I started the show out saying that, you know, on any given year, only one football team is going to win the Super Bowl. Only one team is going to win the Stanley Cup. Only one team is going to win the World Series. It's just a fact. You don't win every elections. In the course of my career, starting in radio in 87, when Reagan was president, and I lived through Bush 41, two terms of Clinton, in the middle of that term, after his in his first term, of course, the Republicans came to power with Newt Gingrich and the contract with America. Then, of course, we had the 2000 election mess. 9/11 happens. That changes the world. 2004 was a tough election. 8 years of Biden leading into the midterms. You don't always win the races that you want to win. And that was the case probably this year. Although I think people have underestimated the importance and the power of Republicans taking over the House of Representatives and what that means for the country. I mean, you get to set the agenda. You get to set the committee assignments. You have the power of subpoena. You have the power of the purse. It's an enormous victory for Republicans, especially in light of where we were last year. Frankly, had Herschel even won yesterday, it would be nice. They'd have equal numbers of people on the committees, et cetera. But short of that, it's not important, as important as the House. Anyway, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is with us. And he rightly points out in a column of his, Republicans must review the 2022 failures. I think that type of thinking is what makes you better. How are you, sir?
Well, I wish we had won. But having said that,
trust me, 1994 right. was a better night for me than last night. I agree.
Yeah, well, as happy as I'd like to be. And I would say this election sort of fits that. There's a lot to be learned from what Kevin McCarthy's done, because he picked up 15 seats in 2020 when people thought he was going to lose 25. And then he picked up seats again this year, so they now have a narrow majority, but it's actually the same size majority that Pelosi had. He's now got to deal with a handful of people who I think are sort of throwing a temper tantrum. But I don't see anybody else who's plausibly going to be the next speaker. And Kevin's earned it. I mean, he went out and raised $485 million, and he recruited great candidates and took some real risks. But I think the party, both in my newsletter at Gingrich 360 and a podcast I just taped that we're going to release that also talks about the need to really rethink things. But let me give you an example that where Republicans, I think, don't have a clue. Saturday Night Live did a skit last Saturday night, savaging Herschel Walker. Now, what is that worth in campaign terms? I mean, if our analysts only look at what is traditional politics and they measure how much is being spent by Warnock, the Democrat, and they don't factor in the kind of beating that the elite media engages in, then they're just, they're not measuring reality. If they don't recognize that, I personally think TikTok should be outlawed because it's a communist Chinese, very dangerous. But as long as it exists, Republicans have to compete because that's where Generation Z gets their information. You know, they don't look at Fox, with all due respect. And so Republicans have to think about, how am I going to be competitive everywhere? And what am I going to do? And I'm frankly a little tired of our professional Republican class getting together to rehash the same old baloney, refuse to look at how hard this has got to be. And you were very good about this when we did TV last night. I mean, if the law is you get to vote early, we had better be competitive at voting early. If the law in Oregon and Washington and Colorado is it's going to be ballot, you know, they're going to have all of it by mail, you better get to be really good at competing by mail. We have a huge culture. This is what drives me crazy. As you know, we've been doing this America'sNewMajorityProject.com, where we put all sorts of focus groups and polls and what have you. And we have a huge cultural majority, but we are failing to translate it into a political majority. And that requires a lot more profound thinking than the usual Republican, let's have a brief review, congratulate each other, and move on.
You see, look, I think one of the issues that I think we've got to look at, how is it in Florida Republicans have embraced early voting, mail-in voting? Now, they have checks and balances in Florida. They have voter ID and signature verification requirements, which I think is great. And they even give you an opportunity. Let's say you don't write the same anymore. That system, they can count 7.5 million votes, and by 10, 11 o'clock at night, you know who the winner is, and nobody questions votes to be released later today. And when that happens, we'll let you know. You can't make up a system that bad as they have out there, and yet people seem to be okay with it. Otherwise, I would assume they'd change it.
Well, I think that requires a real campaign to change it. And, of course, one of the problems you have, if the people who control the voting system are against you fixing it, it gets harder to do. But I want to go back to your Florida point because there's a deeper lesson here. One of the points I make in both in my article and in the podcast is, we had a huge win in Florida. I mean, huge. And Governor DeSantis' margin's almost 20 points. He and Marco Rubio both carried Miami-Dade County by margins that have never before been achieved by Republicans. We've swept the Latino areas of South Florida so that, you know, you really are looking at a different Republican Party. We had a similar experience in Texas. We had a similar experience in Ohio. We had a similar experience in Iowa. So one of the things the party ought to do is go look at the winners and find out what are they doing right. And then say, so how do we change that at the national level? And how do we change it in the states where we're currently not doing it right? And I think they'd be surprised how much they could learn, not just from the governors, but the state legislators, the congressional delegation. You know, it's ironic. The Republican majority, you could argue, was made up in part by Florida, New York, and California, where we were gaining seats from the Democrats, something that people would not have predicted a year ago or 2 years ago.
But I do think there's something deeper going on, too. And you've heard me discuss it. And I did a deeper dive since we've last spoken into demographics and numbers and where people are moving to. You know, for example, you know, 52%, they have 4% more of people moving out of Michigan than moving into Michigan. Right. If you look at New York, 58% of people are outbound, only 42% inbound. In Pennsylvania, they have a higher percentage of people leaving the state than going into the state. The same thing holds for California, 58% outbound, 42% inbound. And then you look at Florida. I mean, Florida, 56% inbound. They, in the last couple of years, they've taken in 500,000 new residents. In a single year, they took in over a couple of 100,000 just in the 2021 census, just that 1 year period. Tennessee, you got 55% inbound. Texas, you have 55% inbound. Arizona, it's 54% inbound, as is Nevada at 53. But a lot of those people are coming from California, which doesn't help them. And then you have people moving to the Carolinas. North Carolina's at, 55%? And in South Carolina, it's 56%. So what we're seeing here are conservatives leaving, a convergence of events. Baby boomers retiring, people sick and tired of high taxes, burdensome regulation, cold weather, states that are already red, which makes these blue states even harder to win, and they were hard to begin with.
No, I think there's a lot to that. I think it's sobering if you start thinking about how you're going to put together the Electoral College next time, unless you reach out. I mean, one of the things that Lee Zeldin, who, even though he lost, did better than any Republican candidate for governor since 1992, and in the process helped us pick up a number of House seats that helped make us a majority in the U.S. Congress. But when you look at the vote he was getting, he did extraordinarily well in the Jewish community, where they're very angry about woke politics and about efforts to destroy their schools. He did very, very well with Asian Americans, who were furious about crime and furious about the effort to establish quotas in the major universities. And so you saw some shifts in the demographics, even inside New York, in a direction which could be built on. And if you look at what's happening with Latino voters around the country, I think your point's right that it's going to take extra effort in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. On the other hand, look at how much we have solidified Ohio, which has really done. I mean, Mike DeWine's done a great job. I think he won by almost 25 points as governor. And, as a result, J.D. Vance did
but,
very well.
But think about this. You still have to win Georgia, and Georgia is purple at best now. I think you'd agree. North Carolina is not a slam dunk. What's that?
Look, Georgia is a red state with two Democratic senators. But if you look at,
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, look,
because nobody's moving into Georgia. If you're going to go all the way down the south and you're not staying in the Carolinas or Tennessee and Nashville, people are not saying, "Oh, let me move to Georgia." They tend to move to Florida at that point.
But we have 8 of the 9 statewide offices. The governor won by 200,000 votes.
And Stacey Abrams is the only gubernatorial candidate that said that her state was the worst state to live in, right, and she cost the state the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Those are two big issues.
They were, and Brian Kemp did a great job with them. But we also have, we control the state legislature, and we dominate the U.S. House delegation by 9-5. And the one place where we've had a weakness, which is crazy, is the two Senate races. So I just I respectfully suggest that Georgia is not a purple state. It's a red state with two Democrats.
So is there anyone more radical than Raphael Warnock? Is there anybody more out of touch with the Georgia that I knew when I lived there than Raphael Warnock?
No, I think that it's a disaster that he won, and I think it's a tragedy that Herschel lost, because then Herschel would have been a great U.S. senator.
I do, too. All right, quick break. More with Newt Gingrich on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, your calls are next as well. Straight ahead. Hey, one way, if you're looking to reinvent some family time and get some downtime and relaxing time with your kids and your grandkids, I've got the perfect solution. And that is from our friends at Master Spas, the creators of the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Linda has hers. She uses it all year long. So, like, you get out in your bathing suit, you run outside, and you jump in your Master Spa.
Listen, my neighbors are big fans of us. You know, they think it's funny because when it's cold, it's cold. So if you're in a bathing suit, it's cold. Exactly. But we got the spa side, the kids have the swim side, and we have the rower bar so we can actually work out as well. It's awesome.
All right, we got a special holiday offer for you. If you go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner, you will get up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Now, you can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that we trust, and that's masterspas.com. You're going to love it all year long.
Uncovering evil and defending the truth. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
continue with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Where are the Democrats getting their money? Because in every race, they're outspending Republicans 3 and 4 to 1.
Well, we know that this guy who bankrupted the transaction system for cryptocurrency gave at least $38 million to the Democrats for money he stole from his investors. To give you an example of where they got their money, he is their second example.
Biggest donor beyond Soros, I believe.
I mean, think about that. Soros, who in many ways is an extraordinarily left-wing figure, and this guy, who is a crook, are the two biggest funders of the Democratic Party. And you're right, though, and they have huge advantages financially right now, and it's compounded because Google, the last 4 days of the month, will not deliver Republican fundraising emails.
And how do they get away with that? And when is there going to be corrective action?
I think that's where the
corrective action
filed a lawsuit. I begged them to file a lawsuit a long time ago.
Sure. And the reason I took the time today to go through all of the races that I've covered in my career is because, you know, people tend to react in the moment. And historically, you go through the ebb and flow of political cycles, and that is what it is. I think as things get progressively worse and we learn that these socialist policies are going to fail, I think a significant number of the American people wake up, and it won't matter if they're registered Democrats or not. They're going to vote their pocketbook. They're going to vote for safety and security. They're not going to want what's happening to continue much longer.
Well, if we can build on what Kevin has achieved in the House, and more votes than the Democrats. And if we can build on that, and if we can have the House at least be positive and offer positive solutions and offer positive, legitimate oversight investigations, I think we could be in pretty decent shape in 24 if hopefully we nominate somebody who understands these lessons.
And you know what? I think that has to be institutionalized now. There should not be an election in the future where the Republican candidate is starting down, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes like happened yesterday and like happened a lot in November. Newt Gingrich, appreciate your analysis. Thanks for being with us as always. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Draining the swamp, one corrupt politician at a time. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Georgia, you got your radical senator, Raphael Warnock. By the way, he is the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church. That was the former home of Martin Luther King Jr., and I wonder if Martin Luther King Jr. would agree with this statement that he made just the day before the election.
But I've been studying the scriptures my whole life. I'm committed to the faith. And as a pastor, I have a profound reverence for life. And as a pastor and a person of faith, I have a deep respect for choice. And I still think, as I've said time and time again, that a patient's room is too small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government. But if we care about life, you know, black women are dying 3 to 4 times the rate of white women in childbirth, as a result of childbirth. And so if you care about life, we ought to find a way. That's a place where government could show up.
Yeah.
And address the obvious bias in our healthcare system.
It's what Jesus would do.
I think it's exactly what Jesus would do.
So Jesus would, or just his political position, because that's what it sounds like he's saying. Now, if Democrats don't want the government, the federal government, in the birthing room with the doctor and the patient, maybe they should stop demanding and forcing and using American tax dollars, because that puts everybody in the room. Just a side note. Anyway, Andrea's in Georgia. Andrea, don't let your heart be troubled. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And I want to thank you for being a trustworthy voice for all of us. I just want to tell you, I live in a Republican county that's about 50 miles south of Atlanta. And I was a poll worker yesterday. And it left me, at the end of that day, I felt good because the people were enthusiastic. They were lighthearted. They were willing to wait in line. And we may not have won, but we mounted a heck of an effort. And also, regarding Newt's point, in November, Republicans won every single statewide office except senator. So we are still Republican. But I want to tell you that I originally called because I was so upset about the fact that there was a lawsuit. We were supposed to have 5 days of early voting in this runoff, Monday through
Friday.
You're going
to talk about the weekend before where only Democratic districts were open for early voting.
That's right, and that was a county-by-county decision. Why didn't the Republicans sign on to that? My husband works. It's hard for him to go during the week to get to in a long line. So he said, oh, good schedule, to go back on Thursday. It was a two-hour wait in line. I went on Friday, another two-hour wait in line. There's a sidewalk that goes around the building, but beyond that, as you go down the block, it's grass, it's sloped, an old person, a frail person could not do that. There were people in baby carriages trying to maneuver this. We are excited here, but we need the Republican Party to meet us halfway. They should, if there's weekend voting, why aren't they signing on to it? And the other thing they do that's screwball, I hope that's not a swear word, is they do not have closed primaries. So when they do the primaries, they clear the field for the Democratic candidate, loosening up their voters to vote in our primaries and monkey us up, always voting for the least electable. And I also want to say there's no such thing as a bad candidate. After they dump their money and every donut in the bakery on the head of our candidate, they all look bad. We've got to mount a better defense and offense and just get out there on the field like Herschel tried to do. So that's all I had to say. Thanks for listening.
No, I think you make some great comments. Thanks. In these red counties and why they didn't do it and Democratic counties did, is there's no excuse for that. And I think, you know, Herschel started off yesterday down 200 to 225,000 votes, depending on which estimate you believed. You know, I mentioned all during the show yesterday that that I was talking to people about numbers, and the general consensus was he was down at least 200,000 votes. And Republicans cannot dig a hole that big and expect to dig their way out of it on Election Day with incredible or historic turnout. And I think that's something that has to change. We're going to have to learn some lessons. I'm not that upset about it. I'm upset for Herschel because I think he's a great guy, would have been a great senator. He's a good candidate. And I think Raphael Warnock is nuts, but it is what it is. And, you know, let's take away from this, you know, the lessons that can be learned and lessons learned the hard way. Unfortunately, there is this natural ebb and flow to the political cycles, which is why I went through my history of the elections that I've covered my entire career. And there are many good nights that we're excited and happy, and we're glad we won. And I think the country benefited from conservative policies. Also, thank you, Andrea. People like you that volunteer for their community and you go to, you know, make sure there's integrity in the election cycle. We can't thank people like you enough. Thank you. All right. Let's say hi. Kevin is in Tennessee. Kevin, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing great, Sean.
here's the thing. The Republicans keep pointing their fingers at the candidates. They point fingers at...
They pick some bad candidates. You have to be honest about it. Mastriano should not have been on the ticket, at the top of the ticket in Pennsylvania, with a position of zero exceptions for abortion. It was a death knell for the entire ticket.
Well, what they do is they continue to point fingers instead of looking at the fact of the matter that the Democrats are outplaying them. They're starting, like you say, 200,000 behind. Use a football analogy, 4th and 40. So now what you're looking at is they're not playing the same game as the Democrats, and they have to. Get into the mail-in ballots. Get into early voting. Get into getting the people out and doing absentee ballots. That's what they do down in Florida. My brother lives down there. He absentee ballots. It's an absolute fail-proof way of knowing that that is a good voter. And get into what they're doing. Get into the game instead of standing there on the sidelines and getting your butt beat every election. This just didn't happen once, Sean. This happened back when, I believe, Loeffner and them ran in 2020. This is a repeat twice. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me.
Listen, I agree completely with you. And hopefully this is the last time Republicans don't get in the early voting and voting by mail game. They do it well in Florida, and I think Florida's got to be the model. Now, with that said, you know, some states are going to have to use systems that are far less than perfect. But if you don't win the election and you don't win the governorship and you don't win state legislators, you don't have the ability to change the law and bring more integrity measures into the voting system. Again, if I had my way and I ran for governor and I got elected, I would change the system and I would make it same day voting a national holiday. I'd have partisan observers watching the count in every precinct. I'd have partisan observers watching the count, the voting and the counting. And, you know, at the end of the night, you count the paper ballots and you get the answer. And that's the end of it. And that would be, I think, that would be the system that has the most integrity. A lot of other countries use it. They use it successfully. They don't have the problems that we have. I think going forward, that's what we should do. But in the meantime, if you can't change the system, you got to deal with the one you got. And if the one you got includes the Democrats, everything that they are doing to bank their votes in the days leading up to Election Day, Republicans need to do it on this at least the same level, if not better than they're doing it. I think that is that's a painful lesson. We better learn it now, or else we'll continue to lose elections that could otherwise be won. Anyway, appreciate it. Brian in Kansas, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to see what your thought was, if there would be a renewed push to try to get these 230 exemptions removed for the big tech companies.
It's very different than a platform where people have a forum like on Twitter. But if he's going to be true to his free speech model and be transparent the way he's been transparent, I think the 230 exception, that's a liability exception, I think would be, you know, I'd be perfectly fine with it. But for other places like Google that are preventing mailings of Republican candidates and they're not stopping the mailings of the Democratic candidates, I think it absolutely should be considered that they don't have that liability protection.
Exactly. As long as they're not editing content, which I think Twitter under Musk will not do, they can still have the 230. But I believe anybody that is editing content, you are no longer just a platform. And I think they should start pushing that again.
You know, I think Elon has a good feel for what freedom of speech really is. And some people may say, well, what about what he did to Kanye or Ye or whatever he's calling himself these days? Well, Kanye's nuts. I don't know where this virulent anti-Semitism came from. I had not known that about him before, you know, recently. But when he took the swastika and the Star of David and he put it together and he tweeted it out, it's pretty repulsive. There's going to be some standards whereby I think platforms like Twitter have every right to take it down. You know, if you're supporting, you know, real extremist groups like the Klan or whatever it happens to be, there's got to be some limits. And whatever limits he does put in place, is going to be criticized, but it should be minimal. But I think the freer the speech, the better the speech. It's the best disinfectant. And, you know, first of all, nobody's forcing you to go on Twitter. Why does everybody get so bent out of shape because somebody tweets something that you find offensive? If you don't like it, don't read it. If it upsets you, then maybe you don't belong on there because you can't handle the fact that people have crazy opinions or opinions that differ from yours. So it's not that complicated. Anyway, appreciate it, Brian. Glad you called. Let's say hi to Greg is in Alabama. What's up, Greg? How are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing fine, and thanks for taking my call. I'm concerned about, now I'm all about the new Congress, the investigations and their new powers. But you know, the FBI has been sitting on the laptop. They've been sitting on all kind of information. If Congress refers a case to our Department of Justice, I think they're going to be uninterested. Nothing will happen. So now what?
I think there might be some truth to that. The answer would be to win the next election and hopefully the statute of limitations don't run out.
That's about all we got.
That's about all you got. But you know what? There is a lot of value for the American people to know the truth. The one thing we need to understand in this, and this is why James Comer's right when he says this is an investigation into Joe Biden, the president. We need to know, well, we already know that he lied. We know he lied when he said he never spoke to his son or his family members about their foreign business dealings. We know that that was an outright lie. We have photographic evidence that proves he's lying. We have meetings that we've chronicled that he participated in as it relates to Hunter, his foreign business associates, et cetera, et cetera. We got evidence thereof. The next piece of the puzzle that I imagine Comer, and he's actually stated it, will follow is the money. And how much of the money that Hunter was pulling in actually went to Pops? How much went to Dad? How much went to the big guy? And once we get that question answered, then we will know whether or not our president's compromised. And if the president's compromised because he's taken money from foreign adversaries and was taking it while vice president or taking it at any time, we've got to then look at his decisions appropriately. But I will tell you, Cash, this to me, I think it's very clear this is going to be the biggest, you know, influence peddling scandal in history. And let's see if I'm proven wrong here. I don't think I will be. Appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. I want to remind you, Tunnel to Towers is now building their Do Good Village, this time in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And Tunnel to Towers are doing even more for their program recipients. And it's all thanks to the extraordinary donation of many acres of land. And, of course, your kindness, your generosity helps to build the homes. It's a first of its kind community, specifically injured first responders and service members. They're all in one community. They're all neighbors. Their kids play with each other. They grow up together, loving families that are there for each other through good times, bad times. And you can help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together and make this first Do Good Village the first of many communities like it around the country. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation is making good on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. Anyway, all of Team Hannity is on board. We hope you'll join us as well and so many others and just offer and commit to $11 a month, $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Exposing, uncovering, unpacking the lies of the left every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. By the way, December 7th, it's the 81st anniversary of Pearl Harbor and the attack on our great country. And you think of all of the incredible brave men and women that got involved in that war effort to save the world. It's pretty unbelievable, including my own father that fought 4 years in the Pacific. But everybody that fought were incredible heroes. What happened that day can never happen again. We honor all of those people that lost their lives that day and lost their lives subsequently due to the war. Anyway, that's going to end things for today. We're going to wrap it up. Mark Levin, Larry Kudlow tonight. Kellyanne, Ari Fleischer, and James Comer, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then. Thank you for making this show possible.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.